Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, where we're going to take a look back at the last preseason game and some positives, and also take a look ahead at the Green Bay Packers and, of course, Aaron Rodgers. Let's jump into last week's game against the Falcons. Focus in on defensive tackle Sheldon Day, the only look that we've seen from him in the preseason, and an impressive play where he splits the double team on the goal line. Now, he doesn't make the tackle, but he reroutes the back, allowing others to make the play, a strong play by the rookie from Notre Dame. Sheldon Day, once again, play action, it's a half roll. Look at his ability to bend the corner and make contact on the quarterback just as the ball was thrown. It's good to see this out of Sheldon Day and the only opportunity he had in the preseason. The rookie quarterback, Brandon Allen, the second sixth-round pick that they had. This is an absolute dart to Shaq Evans, right on the money. This is going to be a future backup quarterback for the Jaguars. And what I love about Brandon Allen is his presence. He has great pocket presence and awareness. This is a second and seven. He's got the blitz coming, an unblocked defender coming right up the gut. But watch his feet. His feet are getting settled quickly so that he can deliver a ball quickly and accurately, and he does exactly that to Shaq Evans, and it converts a first down. Brandon Allen has value because he is the future backup quarterback to Blake Bortles, a positive showing in the last preseason game. I love the speed of Corey Grant. But boy, when you cross an intersection, you might want to look both ways. Corey Grant is looking straight down the field. He's not looking inside. Boom! He takes a good one. But I love the packages that they'll be able to develop with Corey Grant's speed. Now on to the Green Bay Packers, and you have to start with quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He only had 9 passing attempts in the entire preseason. Why? Because he's simply one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, and you don't want to expose him to injury. The things that I saw in those 9 passing attempts, he's Aaron Rodgers, the same Aaron Rodgers of old. And the same Aaron Rodgers of old is extending the play. Nobody is better at extending the play than Aaron Rodgers. Now, this is incomplete, but it's just showing the skill set that he has. Coverage will have to be good and long with Aaron Rodgers. We had to add a little music to this play because it's appropriate. Look at this. He's making guys miss, dancing around, and then throwing the ball down the field. Now, he doesn't connect, but remember last year, 2 Hail Marys that Aaron Rodgers completed. The music is appropriate for when he is dancing in the pocket. But he's not just good at extending the play. He's good in the pocket and on time. Watch him watch the linebacker leave the middle so that Randall Cobb is wide open. And an absolute bullet to Randall Cobb. And also, Jordy Nelson is going to return to the lineup as well. He has his full array of weapons. The thing that you have to do is make Aaron Rodgers one-dimensional. If you don't and allow Eddie Lacy to have runs like this, it will be a long day on defense. And wanted to show this play because Eddie Lacy gets tackled from behind. It looks like it's a horse collar, but it's not. Eddie Lacy gets grabbed by his hair. Is this legal or not? The NFL rulebook clearly states that you can tackle with hair. It doesn't say that, but it doesn't prohibit you from doing that. If I'm Eddie Lacy, I'm seriously considering cutting my hair. Now, I had long hair back in the day, and the offensive linemen, they could grab it. Now, if I'm going to tackle Eddie Lacy, remember, he's about 245, 250 pounds. If hair is all I've got to grab, I'm grabbing his hair.